18 minutes to 9, Darren joins us with the sport.
Rachel, good morning. Manchester United came from behind twice to draw 2-2 away to West Brom. The home side led twice thanks to goals from Stefan Sessegnon and Saido Berahino, but strikes from Marouane Fellaini and Daley Blind rescued a point for the visitors. Louis van Gaal has yet to win a competitive match away game.
Here's a cross from Raphael. Falcao prods it back to Blind. It is the equaliser for Manchester United. And it's the Dutchman, Daley Blind, his first ever goal for the club. And didn't he take it well?
I'm very disappointed because we played our best match of the season. And the result is not good enough. I think we could have won, but could have doesn't count in our world. So that's why I'm disappointed, but I have to be also happy, because I think we created a lot of chances, and the only two shots from West Bromwich Albion were goals, and we gave it away. It was our individual errors, and that's a pity, because you can give a new start when you win here, and it was possible, I think.
Well, we played our best match of the season, but the result not good enough, according to Van Gaal last night. Kenny Cunningham, what do you make of that assessment?
Well, Darren, it's a little bit depressing, I think, for Manchester United fans of Van Gaal's waxing lyrical about the performance in terms of the best of the season. Yeah, there was one or two encouraging points, particularly second half when he made a couple of substitutions, which gave them a little bit of an impetus and they pushed on. But West Bromwich were very much in this game. They may only have had two shots at the Manchester United goal, but you know, they controlled the game for you know, certain chunks of the game and carried a real threat. And it was certainly first half was a rather disjointed Manchester United performance. So as par for the course for Manchester United this season, you know, one or two encouraging signs, one or two decent individual performance, but collectively as a group, you know, I wouldn't be shouting from the rooftops from that about that performance. And I'd be a little bit worried if I was Manchester United supporter at the prospect of, you know, a kind of vibrant and powerful Chelsea team coming to Old Trafford at the weekend.
So it's Chelsea, City and Arsenal all to come in the next 4 weeks, Kenny. Is the situation going to get worse before it improves for the new manager?
It could well do. That's a fair point, Darren. I think it will, because performance levels will really have to improve dramatically, you know, to be able to cope with the kind of, you know, the power in particular and the quality of those sides, Chelsea and Manchester City in particular. I mean, it'll be a barometer in terms of how far they've come under Van Gaal, you know, how they can perform against Chelsea, who are so consistent, you know, such a very good technical side, physically powerful side. It'll be a real test for them at this moment in time. I think they're some way short, but the players will really have to lift themselves. Van Gaal's tactic, I think, will have to get his team spot on. You know, he's fluctuated a lot over the past couple of weeks. I think he needs to get a settled formation, and to a certain extent, a settled group of players, and work from there, because, you know, they're still struggling at the moment to find that top gear.
It's a busy night in the Champions League as well, Kenny. Manchester City away to CSKA Moscow. Just 1 point so far in this campaign for them. Is this a must-win game for City in Russia?
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks that way, Darren. I think not so much the away loss to Bayern Munich, but the home draw against Roma has kind of really hurt them and handed the impetus to the Italians, who have already gone across to Moscow and won handsomely. I think you saw Pellegrini and his team selection at the weekend, you know, dropping his more influential players, Yaya Toure, Ferrandino in particular. Dzeko didn't play. Zabaleta, so he realises the significance of this game, and I think you're right, I think a win is a must.
And thanks to Kenny Cunningham there for his views. That game between Manchester City and CSKA Moscow at the earlier time of 5 o'clock today. Some other matches of note this evening: Roma host Bayern Munich, Barcelona meet Ajax, Slovenian champions Maribor travel to Chelsea. In Gaelic Games news, Eamon O'Shea is expected to remain as the Tipperary hurling manager next season. He met with his county board yesterday. Gerry O'Connor has stepped down as joint manager of the very successful Clare under-21 hurling team. Niall Carew was is the new Sligo football manager. And finally, Rory McIlroy has decided to withdraw from a number of upcoming golf tournaments after failing to reach agreement in a legal dispute over fees with his former management company. He says he wants to concentrate on his upcoming court case.
Thank you, Darren. A paralysed man has become the first in the world to walk again. We'll be hearing about this after a quick break.